Jola Speaks. I hope you're keeping well. Trust everything is going well so far, and in whatever we are going through, we always remember to give thanks. I know that God is in the midst of every single thing. Today we're going to continue our conversation about leadership, and today we're going to speak about rewarding kindness. Rewarding kindness. Remember to reward kindness. So I'm reading from 2 Samuel 4, no, 2 verses 4 and till 7. And I would encourage you to please join me in reading your Bible. Holy Spirit, thank you for this episode. Thank you for putting this into my heart. As I speak, oh Lord, speak through me. Help me to deliver this message as you have put it in my heart. All of you, Lord, less of me. Open the hearts and minds of those listening to hear you clearly, to direct and order their steps. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So, I'm going to continue reading today. I'm going to continue reading today from 1 Samuel 2. Sorry, 2 Samuel. I keep making that mistake every time. 2 Samuel 2 verses 4 to 7. And I read the NIV version. I also encourage you to read it as well. Then the men of Judah came to Hebron, and there they anointed David king over the tribe of Judah. This is where David had read yesterday. David had come to, he had asked God, what should he do? God asked him, come to Hebron, and all that. When David was told that it was the men from Jabesh Gilead who had buried Saul, he sent messengers to them to say to them, the Lord bless you for showing this kindness to Saul, your master, by burying him. May the Lord now show you kindness and faithfulness, and I too will show you the same favor because you have done this. Now then, be strong and brave, for Saul your master is dead, and the people of Judah have anointed me as king over them. Interesting passage. So today we're going to discuss kindness, rewarding kindness. And we see it from today's scripture that David, you know, heard that the people of Jabesh, if I remember clearly, so it's the men from Jabesh Gilead were the one that buried Saul. Now obviously Saul died in a very traumatic way. He was in war, and then obviously he got wounded, and he first asked his sons to kill him. He didn't kill him, and he finally died and all that, sadly enough. And also two sons died with him, so it was a bit of a traumatic experience. It was a battle, and these people actually found his body, because the Philistine had taken his body, cut off his head, and you know, used it to kind of celebrate exactly that, you know, they have finally won the battle, and they killed Saul, king of Israel, at that point in time. In fact, 1 Samuel 31:10 says, it says, they put his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreth and fastened his body to the wall of Beth Shan. You know, it was a very horrible experience to see. And then the people of Jabesh Gilead hear that the Philistines had done to Saul, and all their valiant men marched through the night to Beth Shan, took down the bodies of Saul and his sons from the wall of Beth, and went to Jabesh where they buried him, and then they took their bones and buried them under a tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and they fasted even 7 days. This is 1 Samuel 31 verses 10 to 13. And so these guys did a very kind thing at that point in time. And you see, David saw that and rewarded him for kindness. And he even went as far as even praying for them and all for their kind behavior. You know, it is so important to remember when people show love and reward love and reward kindness. Because in this age, day and age, it's a very scarce commodity for people to be genuinely kind, to genuinely show love as an action. It is actually not as as common as one would think, especially in many industries of the world, right? You find what people term the dog eat dog world, where people are striving for success so hard they don't care who they kill or they destroy as they climb that ladder, you know, of success, as in what they term as success. Because again, people have different explanation, different definition of what success actually really is to them. And you start more commonly where people just, you know, do all those things not caring how people feel or what happens to people, and just keep getting to that goal that they feel that is the best, you know. And it's like a rat race, right? You keep running through, but at the end of the day, as my wonderful mentor friend sister says, Esther, you know, the winner of a rat race is still a rat. So as you are running so fast, at the end of the day, you still be a rat. And so, and in that space and time, right, especially now, we find out that people even reward such behavior. People reward someone being mean and someone striving so hard to be successful, no matter who they kill as they go, as, you know, successful. And then they keep rewarding that behavior because it probably brings, you know, the company's wealth, money and whatever it is, or, you know, helps them meet their budget, etc. But then you hardly find kindness in those kind of places, because people think, you know, what will kindness bring? What will it do? They don't really care. They're like, well, people are kind, and then people would use you. People probably use you to, you know, climb to a higher level. You know, no matter, you know, how kind you are to them. But I want to encourage us today as leaders. We are called to be servant leaders in the same manner in which God had, in which Jesus had, you know, had served the disciples and people of Israel at that point in time when he was on earth, right? We are called to the model of servant leadership, and that model means and is stand on the basis of love, showing love to people. And what is love? Love is kind. Love does not, you know, rejoice in wrongdoings. Love is not rude. Right, there's so many things, and I would encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13:3. Yes, if you haven't, you know, read it before, to show what really the Bible defines as love. And that's what our own leadership model is based on. And so if we see kindness in this world, right, in these areas that we're probably saying whatever we're doing, we should not be able to reward that kindness, because it's something that is such a very scarce community that you probably don't find it anywhere. But if we see it as leaders, let us encourage them to be kind. We see that someone being kind, you know, in certain way they're not meant to, reward that kindness. Because and yes, to you, you may think, oh, that's just one in an ocean, but where it can start with you, can start with me. If we always reward kindness, then guess what? People need to see the actual, you know, the actual possibilities, the learnings, the what can happen by just being kind to other people, and how it will help, you know, bring love to the area, to the community, to the company, to the sector that you know God has called us to lead. Remember to reward kindness. David did not have to do it. He didn't have to. If also to think about in the context of what Saul had done to David, he not meant to just ignore everything and just keep going. He wasn't even going to fight them for even being kind to him. But he saw kindness and rewarded kindness. And so I encourage you today, I encourage myself today, wherever we see kindness, let us recognize it, acknowledge it, reward it in whatever way or form we can, to encourage that behavior in wherever we are serving, wherever we are leading. It's so important to remember this. And so I say, acts of kindness. And also as leaders, I would encourage you and I to continue to show love. Yes, we may be living in a dog-eat-dog world. In a case where the world would only reward those that dog-eat-dog. But actually, we're not called to that. We're called to show love. We're called to serve. We're called to a different model of leadership, which includes showing kindness. And so I encourage you today, wherever you are leading, reward kindness and be a model of kindness for those that you are leading. And so people can see around us, wherever they are, and say, actually, I choose kindness over doggy dog world. And actually, before I go, I want to say a quick prayer that, Lord, yes, we are in these places where it seems to be, you know, those that are shrewd, those that dug it up, that actually, you know, go higher and are more successful. But Lord, that is not the way you have called us to be. So Lord, help us, give us the strength to continue to show love in whatever area or aspect we are in. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Let it start with you and I, and let God continue to lead through us. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.